Welcome to this new detailed edition of the Bay Pay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is January 7, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Fiserv partners ExxonMobil to enable Alexa voice-based gas payments. Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai partners with Bank of Baroda for online payments. Carrefour acquires DJBox to expand e-grocery offerings. Hakkasan rolls out luxury payments experience for diners with Adyen. MoneyGram's holiday transaction spike 70% PCTYOY. Returns are key to customer experience, Splitit survey reveals. Banks elevate SMB lending with fintech tie-ups. Tracing the rise of multi-issuer mobile wallets. The financial literacy link to supply chain digitization. Now let's get started. Fiserv partners ExxonMobil to enable Alexa voice-based gas payments. Fiserv has partnered with ExxonMobil to allow motorists to pay for gasoline using Alexa voice control technology starting later in 2020, when their cars are equipped with Echo Auto devices, Mobile Payments Today reports. The companies said the gasoline purchases will be paid for with Amazon Pay. Drivers just need to say, "Alexa, pay for gas," and the transaction will be seamless to the customer. By enabling connections between otherwise disparate merchants such as automakers and gas stations, or restaurants and sports venues, Fiserv aims to bridge the gap between digital and brick-and-mortar commerce, powering a seamless consumer experience while allowing businesses to maximize their footprint in the digital world. Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai partners with Bank of Baroda for online payments. Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai (MCGM) in India, a local civic body, has contracted Bank of Baroda for online payments, according to Electronic Payments International. Under the contract, the state-owned lender will establish digital payment collection services for a period of 5 years. The move will provide the local people with another alternative digital option to make all payments and dues to the civic body. The consumers can use several modes including UPI, QR code, payment cards, BIM, IMPS, net banking and e-wallets to make such payments. All the services will be available free of cost, reported PTI. Also, Bank of Baroda will offer the all facilities with zero merchant discount rate, MDR. Carrefour acquires DJBox to expand e-grocery offerings. Carrefour has expanded its e-grocery offerings through the acquisition of DJBox, a lunch delivery service for business employees located in suburban areas, Food Bev Media reports. As a result of the deal, Carrefour's e-grocery offerings will now include ready-to-eat meals and a new customer base, as it moves into the business-to-employee market. DJBox is an online canteen for business employees designed to meet the needs of French employees who work in the urban hinterland and have rare access to an on-site dining service. Following the agreement, DJBox aims to expand its operations in France, as well as move into international markets. In addition, the company intends to speed growth in B2B services by letting companies assume a portion of the cost of employee lunches by transferring funds virtually to each employee's online DJBox account. Financial details of the deal were not disclosed. Hakkasan rolls out luxury payments experience for diners with Adyen. Adyen has announced it is working with Hakkasan's Michelin-starred restaurants to deliver streamlined payment experiences to its locations in the UK and its Japanese restaurant Sake no Hana in Mayfair. To cater to the growing number of Chinese tourists to their restaurants, Hakkasan will give diners the option to pay with their preferred local payment methods such as Alipay, UnionPay, and WeChat Pay, an important feature for any restaurant looking to cater towards the growing tourism market. Through Adyen's integration with the Oracle Symphony POS solution, restaurant diners will benefit from pay at table functionality, including the ability to print the bill, split the bill, and add custom tips, all without waiting staff needing to leave the table. These features will help to reduce waiting times and maximize customer interaction, delivering the Michelin-star dining experience the brand strives for. Delivering a streamlined customer experience is important for Hakkasan as it continues to present itself as a luxury dining experience. Reliable connectivity, including a 4G failsafe, will help to deliver an uninterrupted experience for its visitors. MoneyGram's holiday transaction spike 70% PCTYOY. MoneyGram reported a record-breaking online transaction growth over the holiday period. Between December 1 and December 25, the company, a leader in money transfer services, reported a transaction growth of more than 70% from the same time in 2018, with 80% of those transactions done via mobile device, according to reports. Outside the U.S., online transactions during the holidays increased almost 120% on a year-over-year basis. Globally, all of MoneyGram's major online markets saw double-digit transaction growth in December. With smartphone users numbered in the billions, along with changing global migration flows, MoneyGram has been strategically trying to remain relevant by investing in digital markets and key global markets. Alex Holmes, MoneyGram chairman and CEO, noted that the success the company saw in December pointed to a satisfied user base that was happy with both the experience of using MoneyGram and the large network the company had built. Since launching its redesigned app in 2018, MoneyGram has seen over 1.6 million downloads. It has also aimed to stay innovative by adding features, such as expanding the loyalty program internationally, launching Visa Direct, redesigning its website and bringing digital capabilities to new countries so that consumers can now send or receive money in over 60 markets. MoneyGram COO Camila Chittil, who also leads the company's digital efforts, said the company views the digital side of MoneyGram as a startup that has branched out from the original business. She added that it has helped in terms of reaching new demographics. Going into 2020, MoneyGram wants to roll out new digital enhancements to its app and focus on digital marketing. MoneyGram recently expanded its debit card deposit service to include Spain and the Philippines and will allow cross-border transfers. The company plans to include more countries in that service in the future. It also recently expanded services to Hong Kong and New Zealand, in furthering its commitment to let more people use the app. Returns are key to customer experience, Splitit survey reveals. A Splitit survey has revealed that a good return policy is not only key to overall customer experience, but directly affects web conversion and, ultimately, a retailer's bottom line. In 2018, roughly $400 billion United States dollars worth of returns were made throughout the year in the U.S., with 25% of those returns made at Christmas time. American consumers were expected to return over 1 million packages to e-commerce retailers every day in December 2019. This trend is estimated to peak on January 2 with roughly 1.9 million returns projected on what UPS has dubbed National Returns Day. The Splitit survey revealed that nearly 60% of consumers have returned an online purchase, with 38% having returned up to 10% of all online purchases they have made. Moreover, 20% of respondents returned a purchase within the past month, 11% within the last 6 months, and 18% did so within the last year. Splitit also discovered that 48% of respondents have purchased multiple variations of an item with the intention of returning one or more items, the process known as bracketing. More importantly for merchants, the survey demonstrates that a retailer's return policy weighs heavily on web conversion, with returns top of mind for consumers when deciding whether to make a purchase. The survey found that a staggering 52% of consumers have abandoned an online purchase out of fear of a difficult return process. This number increases to 67% for millennial respondents, ages 25 to 34, highlighting the heightened importance of a smooth return process for those who grew up accustomed to online shopping. And with 10% of consumers dissatisfied in some way with their last return experience, the survey results serve as a warning to retailers that returns are high stakes. Splitit's survey also revealed the top qualities consumers look for in a return policy. 20% of respondents said a return shipping fee would make them less likely to purchase from a given retailer. 39% of respondents ranked free shipping as the overall most important feature of a good return policy. 30% of respondents ranked no questions asked as the most important feature of a good return policy. The survey, conducted in November 2019, was jointly carried out with Google Consumer Surveys based on a representative sample of more than 500 respondents from the U.S., aged 18 to 65 plus. Banks elevate SMB lending with fintech tie-ups. Open banking and bank fintech collaboration are the new norm for financial institutions around the world looking to upgrade their offerings for small businesses, SMBs. In this week's examination of the latest tie-ups, collaborations emerge from India and Qatar to the US and beyond, with small business lending a particular focal point of these partnerships. Other initiatives include a focus on payments security, as well as connecting bank data to small business accounting portal QuickBooks. SBM Bank readies India for open banking. Private lender SBM Bank, based in India, announced a partnership with PayNearby to launch open banking solutions for each other's customers, reports in Indian Web 2 said this week. The companies have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to develop an open banking network, and expand access to financial services, with SBM Bank planning to offer a suite of banking solutions through PayNearby's network of micro-enterprises and retailers via API integrations. At SBM Bank, banking has become an on-demand experience for the new age customers, said Siddharth Rath, the bank's managing director and CEO, in a statement. Branch locations, banking hours or normal waiting time, these concepts are fast eroding. He added that the collaboration will open up access to banking services via the network of micro businesses and retailers, which will, in turn, support economic growth. Banks embrace fintech for business lending. Several banks have recently announced collaborations with banking software as a service, SaaS, and loan technology service providers to augment their corporate and small business lending capabilities. One of them is the Huntington National Bank, which announced a partnership with Automated Financial Systems, AFS, to integrate with its commercial lending platform, AFS Vision. The tool connects to other third-party systems for straight-through processing and real-time management of commercial loan portfolios. In Australia, Challenger Bank Judo Bank said it will integrate the commercial lending SaaS of InfraRisk into its own small business lending operations. InfraRisk will add its credit management platform, Credit Value Maximizer, CVX, to the financial institution for enhanced management of borrower profiles, loan pricing and other areas of the small business lending process. Freedom Bank, based in the U.S., recently revealed its partnership with StreetShares platform to strengthen its SMB lending operations and deepen its relationships with small business clients. Integrating StreetShares technology will enable Freedom Bank to accelerate the lending process for SMB borrowers, connecting them to unsecured lines of credit and business loans as soon as 24 hours after credit approval, the company stated. In Europe, Germany-based small business banking platform Penta announced its integration with small business lending portal Ewoka, enabling Penta clients to apply for and receive financing via Ewoka from directly within the bank platform. In a statement, Penta CEO Marco Wenthan said the collaboration offers businesses a single point of access to funding. Starling links SMBs to QuickBooks. Before the end of the year, UK challenger bank Starling Bank announced that small business accounting solution QuickBooks would now be available via the Starling Business Marketplace. In addition to streamlined access to the cloud accounting solution via Starling, the bank will enable its small business clients to integrate their bank account data directly and automatically into QuickBooks for faster, more accurate data entry and accounting. QIIBI's fintech for payments security. Qatar International Islamic Bank (QIIB) has just revealed its partnership with IBM Safer Payments, which will integrate its cross-channel fraud protection technology into the financial institution to combat payments fraud. In a statement, QIIB CEO Dr. Abdulbasit Ahmad Al-Shaybe said that the investment in IBM technology will bring significant efficiency to the bank's fraud mitigation and cybersecurity initiatives. Tracing the rise of multi-issuer mobile wallets. Mobile wallets are on the march, so to speak, and what happens with them in their next phase of development in 2020 and beyond will say much about what happens to broader areas of payments. That's a bit of a mouthful. But it stands as perhaps the main takeaway from a recent, turn-of-the-year PYMNTS conversation with Kevin Fox, Executive Vice President of Novo Payment, a banking-as-a-service, BaaS, provider with a large presence across the Americas. The conversation happened as digital payments and multi-issuer mobile wallets become more popular, not only for that large, fragmented, highly populated region, but also for other areas of the globe in some cases, as part of broader financial inclusion trends tied to the rise of mobile commerce and digital payments in less developed markets. Indeed, a multi-issuer mobile wallet can, in theory, almost serve as a unifying force for diverse players in regions such as Latin America, according to Fox's experience. There is some need for localization of services and the creation of collaborative ecosystems between payments systems, he said. Creating a common platform is really the foundation of these mobile wallet offerings. Conversation topic. Multi-issuer mobile wallets seem to be a more frequent topic of conversation these days in emerging markets, particularly as local acquiring networks look to create new value, new rails emerge, transactions need to become quicker and more secure, mobile commerce gets deeper into the consumer mainstream and peer-to-peer P2P payment offerings gain more traction. All wallets, however, are not created equal and not all of the nearly 200 on the market today will exist in 5 years. Consolidation and dropout are inevitable, though forecasting who will stay and who will go is beyond anyone's predictive powers. The state of play remains too much in flux in too many parts of the world. There are, as of the last count, about 170 mobile wallets of various descriptions worldwide. Some are massive and deep-pocketed with active user counts in the billions, while others are incredibly small, local and regional, and familiar to almost no one outside a narrow pocket of users. Other challenges abound when it comes to multi-issuer mobile wallets, as Fox pointed out. The legacy acquiring networks, often owned by local bank consortiums, are not well equipped to deploy capabilities like tokenized payments and digital onboarding features of enhanced wallet offerings. But there are ways around that, he added, paths that can lead to innovation within mobile and digital financial services. Digital ambitions. For one, Fox said, local acquiring networks can serve as a foundation for multi-issuer mobile wallets, helping local financial institutions, FIS, and merchants to advance their digital initiatives via a common, application programming interface, API, enabled platform through which they can employ things like secure card on file for e-commerce, and P2P backend capabilities that are key to new user experiences. That can bring or encourage broader collaboration and richer user experiences. In Latin America, mobile penetration is high, Fox said, which makes new banking services possible. As well, financial inclusion can increase as a result of all these factors, including more deployment and use of multi-issuer mobile wallets as a result of things like digital onboarding and mobile account creation. Nothing comes easy, of course, and that holds true for multi-issuer mobile wallets. Simply having an offering is not enough, as Fox noted. Efficient digital onboarding, effective consumer engagement and the assurance and reality of security as anti-fraud efforts tend to get more complicated with more players and moving parts are all essential to furthering the spread of multi-issuer mobile wallets. One solution, at least to the security challenge, is the tokenization of payments, Fox said. That way, criminals don't gain access to the full set of consumer data in the event of a breach. Novo Payment deals with that issue in part through Visa token services and its broader relationship with Visa to enable instant payments, P2P and person-to-merchant P2M payments, account-to-account payments, fast funds and mass payouts, all embedded and orchestrated by a common platform used by participants via APIs. Other players will have to find their own ways forward, but you can bet on more innovation in this space over the next year. The financial literacy link to supply chain digitization. Supply chain management is increasingly more strategic than operational, enabling businesses around the world to improve their bottom lines while meeting the intensifying demands of end customers, quick and convenient ordering, faster and cheaper delivery, greater product choice and more. In recent years, Industry 4.0 has opened up the opportunity for supply chains to not only digitize, but modernize. Internet of Things, IoT, Robotics Process Automation, RPA, and autonomous vehicles are just some of the cutting-edge solutions offering positive disruption. According to research from JDA Software and KPMG, the C-suite is eager to invest in these technologies to ramp up their supply chain management strategies. Supply chain technology offers a level of automation, error mitigation, and efficiencies that humans, in many cases, cannot provide. Indeed, supply chains are in the midst of a technological revolution, according to George W. Prest, CEO of Logistics and Supply Chain Association MHI. Yet, while there are many areas of opportunity for digitization to help businesses meet the ever-increasing market demands, Prest told PYMNTS in a recent interview about the human capital challenge facing supply chains everywhere. A technology combination. Today's supply chains do much more than just physically move materials and product from place to place, Prest explained. Customer service expectations are through the roof, and putting supply chains under more stress than ever before. Indeed, those demands for speed, efficiency, choice, affordability, and beyond have introduced a high volume of friction and challenges for supply chain managers. Just a few of the tallest hurdles of a modern supply chain include enabling visibility and transparency as goods move from point A to point B, ensuring that those movements are accurately tracked and recorded, allowing digital communication between players throughout a supply chain, and digitizing the flow of funds between businesses based on this information. Yet, these challenges also present an opportunity for supply chain managers to wield a more strategic position within their enterprises, as technology arms these professionals with the capability to overcome these challenges. There are many tools out there today vying for their chance to improve supply chain operations. Prest highlighted several, including blockchain, autonomous vehicles, cloud computing, IoT, predictive analytics, and others, though not one single technology is going to emerge as a silver bullet to supply chain friction. These technologies work together to create next-generation supply chains that can meet new supply chain challenges, he said. Artificial intelligence. One of the most heavily touted technologies in this arena is artificial intelligence, AI, which Prest pointed to as a key tool for positive change. Citing MHI's own research, he said that while AI adoption in supply chains now stands at about 13%, it is expected to rise to 62% over the next 5 years. However, perhaps the biggest role for AI, he added, is in data. AI will help firms make sense of the flood of digital information being generated by IoT and other technologies, to gain actionable insights about their operations, Prest said, pointing to the flexibility, reliability, and speed that AI can offer in its analytics capabilities. Like any technology, AI will not be the be-all, end-all tool to elevate supply chains to the level necessary to meet today's market demands, but the technology is particularly promising considering its ability to ingest and make use of data in a way that humans alone cannot do. The Human Capital Challenge. Technology is undoubtedly a necessity for today's supply chains working to meet what Prest described as the continued mindset of faster, better, cheaper that the market requires. While there are several tools that can address an array of challenges, Prest emphasized that one of the largest points of friction in supply chains is of another nature. One of the main challenges facing our industry continues to be the shortage of skilled workers who can implement next-gen technologies, including managing and gaining insights from the onslaught of data coming from digital supply chains, he said. In other words, while technologies can generate, aggregate, and analyze data for the purpose of faster, more efficient supply chains, there must be humans to make use of the insights that these technologies create. Indeed, MHI's 2019 annual industry report found hiring qualified workers to be the biggest supply chain challenge for survey respondents, and Prest said he expects a similar outcome in the 2020 report. Talent will also be one of several key topics at MHI's MODEX Industry Conference in Atlanta this coming March, the company said in a recent press release. It's an important focus for an industry currently consumed with the demand to integrate cutting-edge technology, he noted. A critical component in the success of these digital supply chains is the ability to hire and retain the talent to run them, he said. One of the largest challenges and opportunities moving forward for supply chain advancement is to improve the digital literacy of the workforce. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.